Welcome in to Hand of Dirt. It's a gardening podcast about football, and really it's a lifestyle podcast. We got some lifestyle conversations to have, and I'm going to go to Stephen Hartzell. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
What's up? I'm great. Good to be with you.
Yeah. And Michael Serber, a.k.a. L underscore Serberino, vocalist and guitarist for the Killer Ants. What's going on, big dog?
This at the top of the show this time. Killer Ants are coming to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Druid City Brewing, The Moon Room. One OG dirtbag, Bo Hicks, has offered a spot on his stage with Hey Sop. That'll be June 28th, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tickets are available now. Tickets are $12.51. If you're
bargain.
A strokehead, you understand. Come on out. Support the band. Fullcast is doing something up in Michigan that day to celebrate meeting their stretch goal. I know everyone's not going to be able to get up to Michigan, and we do have a lot of fans, you know, in the Bama, Tuscaloosa area. So, you know, let's celebrate, too, at my show. Come say awesome. Hey. Let's talk about Fullcast. Let's talk about Palestine. Let's talk about fucking shit up and rock and roll, because you like that. You love rock and roll, don't you? That's right. You do. Let's go to my show. Second thing I want to talk about that I'm really excited about in about anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours from now, Road Bike will be on my doorstep.
That's very tight.
And I'm very close. And then, so then I'm just like probably, you know, about a month and a half away from being skinnier than both of you guys. So
that's
fucking stoked.
I doubt that's going to happen, but sure.
Ye of little faith.
Well, you say ye of little faith. First two people have already ordered Ramblers.
Hey!
Woo! Yeah.
Just don't have me ship them, and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine, yeah.
Can you imagine if I dropped a Yeti Rambler in, like, a manila envelope? And, like, there's no
yes, way. Yes, Hartzell, yeah. I can't imagine it. I've been thinking about it. That's why when Felder and I discussed it, we were like, yeah, you'll handle this.
Hey, I got some boxes in the workroom here. You want me to
keep them?
I already got boxes.
You sure?
Because I did dimensions. I did weight. I did the whole deal. It looked like I looked like I was Lil Wayne or Young Jeezy. Like I had the Rambler on the scale and I'm measuring and doing the whole deal. Like I'm moving weight.
Hell yeah, dog.
$60. We're gold. We got two already. There's only eight. That means there's only eight left. There's only eight left.
I mean, there may be way less than that left by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to get these things in boxes. They'll be out over the weekend. Like, I'm not playing around with these folks. Speaking of, your kids are done with school, right?
Yeah, been done.
My kid. I think Thursday might be the longest day in the history of planet Earth. Like, tomorrow. We have field day. I think my wife has a haircut.
Lord of mercy.
And then we have a swim meet.
Have you ever set a reminder on your phone when your wife gets a haircut just to remind you to be like, oh, hey, your hair looks good?
No, because I'm not a total piece of shit. When I see her with the new hair, I'm like, hey, that looks great, honey.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't get a lot taken off. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in the middle. Okay. It's on the calendar. Like the physical calendar, the horse calendar.
The equine.
Yeah, yes. The equine calendar.
It's on the calendar.
To see it.
Horse. It's on the calendar and it's there and it's on the calendar. And so but the thing that I do is I tell my daughter always, make sure you tell your mom that her hair looks good.
That was a good horse noise, Hartzell.
Thank you.
That was good. Yeah.
That was really good.
You want one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Solid, man. That's like ASMR, dude.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. So, a couple things have happened. One, we have field day. Okay. Did you do field day for your kid's school?
I have, yes.
D- Did you do it this year?
Jump the Creek.
So you did Jump the Creek?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, dude. I had a dad. I did. I do Tug of War.
Ooh, that's a
yes.
I mean, you know, we haven't done the list in a while. That's not an event that can kill you, but as far as elementary field day activities go, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, think about the activities that are on the elementary school field day.
I've done it twice. So like, what do you mean?
It's a lot of sprints. It's a dangerous activity.
This is the one that you could potentially get dragged. Well, Felder, it's like you're on the wrong end. If you're on the wrong end, you get dragged onto the ground.
But here's the thing. It's we only do one. So here's, I will lay this out for you.
Rope burn. Okay.
Tug of war.
Chafing.
Tell me the rules. What is the official rules?
I don't do tug of war.
Felder tug of war.
I don't do tug of war against them.
Right. It's them against them. Right.
It's them against them.
Yes.
All I'm doing is holding the rope in the middle and then saying go.
Go. Yeah.
That's it.
How many on each side of the rope? It's not a 1v1.
It's not 1v1. It is like, you know, like the however many kids are in the group, we try to match them up equally.
Got it.
And then I let them go, and then they're done.
Are you ever shocked by the strength of some that you thought would be equal to the others, but it's way more? Yeah, I love that. Can you pick out the hoss that's carrying the team usually, or is it?
And I try to put that person in the back.
Big hoss.
Yeah. Have I ever told you guys my favorite tug of war story?
No, go ahead.
What's his name? His name is Alex Leatherback, right? Played football at Alabama.
Leatherwood.
Leatherwood. Excuse me. He's a tackle, Leatherback's right? A turtle. Leatherwood. Alex Leatherwood. He was an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Offensive tackle. And Alex Leatherwood, it was Bama against, I believe, Ohio State at the opening in Beaverton, Oregon, at the Nike campus. Tua's the first man in line. We got Devontae Smith. We got all these guys, right, from that same class.
Devontae not bringing much to the table on tug of war, just saying.
Yeah, it's not his strength.
Nothing is his strength, Hartzell, except playing football. Just catching footballs. That's his one strength.
And making sure he doesn't get hit.
Yeah, not getting hit, catching footballs, running fast. Three strengths. Doesn't need any more.
I watched Alex Leatherwood reach around the two people in front of him and just, he's the anchor. He reached around two guys in front of him, two linebackers, I believe. One ended up at West Virginia. I can't remember his name. And he just drug the other team all the way across by himself. And I was like, yo, this is wild.
Why did he make it in the league? Injuries?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
He was like a fan favorite, too.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Speaking of fan favorite,
he's making it in the league. He's on the Raiders, huh?
Okay. Speaking of fan favorite, Xavier Leggett. You guys seen him?
Dude. Yeah, man. The Panthers. Panthers and Gamecocks. Tremendous Southern accent. Did I send you the Canes video?
I was going to say, I you didn't send it to me. You didn't need to because it got served to me in like multiple ways.
Love it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude,
I'm gonna come back with one of these right here.
I love the way he talks, man. It reminds me of so much of my family that's from Georgia. Like it's right there. Like it's in the pocket. And y'all tell me that this hockey puck be flying fast and right up at the glass. And
you know who he kind of sounds like? I don't give a piss about nothing but the tide. He sounds like that, dude. They sound the exact same.
But that's life, right?
That's life.
So yeah. Email us if you want a rambler. As of now, there are 8 left. You might not make the list. And right. I will be honest. Now, here's what I'll do. I'll be honest with you. I have one is Kelly. two is Will. So we have one, two. I will keep listing them so I have them all written down.
But the show's only been out for a day, so by the time this comes out, they might not be available anymore.
They may not be available anymore, but guess what? We're doing a tight run. No problem.
I'll put that in the episode notes. If for some reason this time next week they're not available, I'll make sure to put it in the episode notes.
There are only 10.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm not even keeping one. You guys won't have one. They're all going out.
Blah, blah.
Let's go.
But I do... We'll do this offline. But yeah, I have field day. I will be trying to... Because one of my wife's friends, her husband, he did field day last year. And he did Limbo. And he was like, this sucks. He was like,
it's not like Limbo.
He's like, yo,
field day. I remember we did that. So lame.
He was like, do you think that you and I can just do... Do you think you and I could just do tug of war together? And I was like, we could do tug of war together. I don't care. I already told the PE teacher that I want to do tug of war again.
Yeah.
He's like, you did a great job on tug of war. You can do tug of war. Like, you're tug of war. You're the tug of war guy. You motivate the kids. They get excited. They love to see you. But, like, my man Chris wants, he's like, I'm trying to get on tug of war. Because Limbo sucks.
Limbo is lame, dude.
Limbo,
especially because they're little kids. Like, they can go very low. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, you have to put it almost on the ground to challenge them. Like, are you kidding me? They're 3 foot tall.
But they also don't understand the concept of limbo as you leaning backwards, like burning.
Oh, yeah. They just duck. They just duck.
Yeah. They just go under. And then I will say this though, Hartzell, I love when I say that. We do one where it's at the end of the field day, the parents and the teachers do one tug of war.
Okay. For the kids or just for fun? Like the kids are watching?
Kids are watching.
Got it.
We do two, I guess, because we do one against the kids, and then we do one against parents versus teachers. And guess what? You know what my mom bought me for my birthday this year?
No, I don't know.
What'd you get?
I got 2 30-pound kettlebells, because my mom always knows. She knows that her son is very close to stepping back into his buff phase. And she also bought me fingerless gloves.
Wow. We know what you're going to look like on Thursday for field day. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Nike shorts. Pegasus. Dry fit shirt. Headband. Mm-hmm. Sun hoodie. Mm-hmm. Fingerless gloves.
Everyone was wearing fingerless gloves.
Can you imagine?
I'm about to send y'all a picture.
Can you imagine, Hartzell, if you showed up to field day and you're like, and who is this guy with the headband and fingerless gloves?
Honestly, I'd be like, this is, you know, my reaction to that would be, this dude ain't playing. Like, he takes this very seriously, and here we are. So I would appreciate that as opposed to somebody who's out there in, like, flip-flops. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Like I hate it when, it is what it is. I have two boys. I'm not sending my boys to school in, like, open-toed shoes ever.
Can we talk about this?
I mean, look, I don't understand it.
I don't get it at all.
But I'm also a boy dad, so I feel like...
I don't care if you're a boy dad, girl dad, they, them, there, it doesn't matter. Your kids shouldn't go to school with their toes out.
Oh, wait. You didn't say these were white fingerless gloves. That's...
These are... You think those
Mine are not white fingerless gloves.
They are...
You think those are his hands? You saw that and you're like, those are Felder's hands.
I just saw it on my watch. Sorry.
God.
That's Cerber's hand.
I take that
that's
as
a Caucasian hand.
Nah, well, first thought though, you thought I was a black man, so I'm gonna take that and
as
just
a compliment.
I don't see
that
color.
As a huge compliment, and my confidence has just been boosted so much inadvertently for the next, I don't know, 4 to 7 years. Thank you.
No, my fingerless gloves are black. They're not cobalt, but they look like cobalt gloves. Because cobalt doesn't sell a fingerless glove, to my knowledge.
Because you've looked. I too am a cobalt guy. I too have cobalt batteries that are used for cobalt.
I just used my cobalt battery to I just hung up my clipboards because it's swim season, baby. Mm.
The reason we had to push the show by a few minutes this morning is because I was at Lowe's buying a cobalt torque wrench. So you love to see it. Cobalt podcast, sponsor us, Lowe's.
Cobalt, get in our DMs and let us know how much money you'll give us because we talk about you all the time.
Also, normalize going to Lowe's at 7:30 in the morning. It's a great experience.
It's the only time I go. I shit you not.
Lowe's and Walmart this morning and got out of both of them before 8:45, and that was a huge win.
You're absolutely winning. Yeah, you're doing it right.
I take my kid to school. She gets to school at 7:30, and then if I have to go to Lowe's, I go to Lowe's.
Yeah.
So on the way home.
Then usually, or if it's not Lowe's, you go, you do the grocery store instead, right?
And I go,
always grocery store.
This morning I did grocery store.
The tea, because you got two TEDs now. We talked about that.
They're shuffling around like the lineup of people who are working and when they're working. Not a huge fan, but I will say this. Everyone has been so amazing.
Yeah.
So shout out. They're good. I don't have to show my ID when I buy alcohol. Like, and I'm old, so it doesn't matter.
Is there a bigger difference between two people than, like, how you're perceived in your home grocery store and how Hartzell is perceived in his home grocery store of Tocco Hills Kroger?
Just to clarify, that's not my home grocery store, and I haven't been in there in 25 years.
That's your home store.
My home grocery store would actually be the Harris Teeter. I think it's a Harris Teeter on Briarcliff.
Think it's a Harris Teeter.
Well, it's either a Harris Teeter or a Kroger. I haven't been in a long time.
He's talking about
Atlanta.
The one in ATL.
SA. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay, partner.
Okay, part. So that's the situation.
That's the word, you heard?
I'm now a Publix guy on Louisville Clemens Road. That's my jam.
They know you in there?
Do they know me in there? No, because I don't need to interact with people.
So how do you get the good steak?
I mean, I do know the butcher at Whole Foods because he was the coach of my kids' Little League team. So, I mean, I feel like I've got a guy.
One guy.
Shout out to Johnny.
Okay.
I had a very disappointing steak last night for our anniversary dinner.
Go on. Who are we going to body bag here?
I don't want to body bag this restaurant because the other times I've been have been very good.
Let's bleep it out. I want you to.
I want to hear about it though. We can bleep it out, but I want to hear about it.
I don't want. It's a small local business. I don't want to accidentally forget to bleep it out. All right. So
how was it bad?
How was it bad?
They were garlic mash with the steak, and the potatoes were there was just something filmy about them that I didn't love. Does that make sense to you?
That's when you do them in a food processor or a mixer.
Yeah, and I don't love mashed potatoes like that. That's not my favorite mash. The steak itself lacked seasoning. Like, it tasted like they just did a little salt and pepper, which is fine on a grill. I typically just do salt and pepper, but I don't know. It just wasn't what I expected for what I paid. And I also ordered it medium rare, and they served it rare, which is fine. I can eat a rare steak. I'm not one of those people, but was disappointed. Well, I did not eat my asparagus. I did not eat my asparagus because I don't eat most of my food. I had about half my plate left no matter what. Chelsea, when we got home, I'm pretty sure got food poisoning. She ate all of her asparagus.
Today?
Yeah, she was fine this morning, but last night was very, there was a few hours where it was really rough. Yeah, but they're doing testing right now. So she's like, I can't.
Just gotta go.
Thanks, gotta, yeah. So, I think the asparagus might have given her food poisoning. She might have had some bad produce because I have felt fine. But okay. I was just underwhelmed.
When you buy asparagus and it gets a little slimy, and you're like,
I think that's what might have happened.
Cook it out.
Yeah, I think that's what might have happened. So I will say, like, I'm going to go back and get what I've gotten before next time. And just because I'll always give a second chance. I don't deviate often. I deviated this time because the thing I get, it's on the menu. It's called Mama's Lasagna. And it's a very good lasagna.
It's
the only restaurant lasagna I've ever gotten that is good. And I haven't gotten restaurant lasagna as an adult anywhere other than this place. The only reason I got it from this place is because it was like listed in the favorites, and like the description was like, this is my grandmother's recipe, so on and so forth. And then like the owner of the restaurant came up to me and served me the lasagna. Even he was like, I learned how to make this for my mother. And like,
I know what restaurant you went to.
You know which one it is. Yeah. Okay. And I like the restaurant heart. So I really like that place. I like that place. But it was really good. And I'll go back and get that. We talked about it. We're like, well, we'll go back and we'll get that and we'll split it and a little pizza. And then we'll see. So you don't like that place, Artzel?
No. I've been there twice, and both times I'm like, this place is overrated. I've only been there for lunch. I've never been there for dinner. Very underwhelmed with the lunch menu.
Mm.
Like, why do we have to...
I think it's just like sandwiches and wraps.
Why do you have to put cranberry spread on everything? Like, why? I understand you can say, hey, I'd like this without the cranberry spread, but that's just a weird flex for me.
I've never been there for lunch. I've been there a few times for dinner. The other times I went for dinner were good. This time was not good.
No, I'm off the spot. No.
So they'll get another shot. They'll get another shot. If it doesn't go well this next time, though, yeah, like, I don't do... This isn't baseball, you know?
Yeah, they go.
Yeah. I get it. The good thing for me is I don't go to restaurants ever.
It was our wedding anniversary.
Oh, I know. We went anniversary. Our wedding anniversary, we did.
She wanted
to
go there,
Ruth's.
Too, so.
We did go to Ruth's.
This was the place she picked. I would not have picked this place. Like I said, I like this place, but it's not a heavy hitter. It's not like a full-on rotation. If I would have picked, we would have went to Firebirds or Fratelli's or... I would have been like, do you want to go to Finnegan's Wake? She seen what she said, you know? Like, those would have been my choices. Because I don't like most restaurants. I like all those places I just listed. The only other restaurants I like are like Mexican restaurants that are in gas stations, like taco restaurants.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just got a DM from one of my teammates.
You got me nervous. I thought it was a DM about, I thought we're still dealing with the koozie fiasco.
No. My man, Chris Curry, just hit. You know, you remember Aaron Curry from Wake?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, his brother. Chris Curry, I played with him at UNC.
But no relation to Aries Curry.
I don't know who that is.
Was there not an Aries Curry that played for... am I making that up?
Dude, this just made me smile so big.
Aries Curry for Clemson, yeah.
Are they all related?
Remember this wide receiver?
Are they all related?
Are they?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
This is C-U-R-R-I-E.
No.
Okay. And this dude played at Clemson while you were at UNC.
I got a message that says, Crib, what's good? Because he's from Fayetteville. I was born in Fayetteville. I spent so much time in Fayetteville. What's up? So we used to call each other Crib all the time. Me, him, anyone that's from North Carolina, that's Crib. If you're from the same town, that's like a bonus, like that's extra Crib. So we just call each other Crib. He said, you do great work, bro. Your interview on Ben Johnson was epic.
Love to see it.
God damn, dog. Every now and then you get something from people that are from your past, and you just are like, okay, I'm doing it.
I love to see that.
I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to interrupt the show, but that was like,
no, if nothing else, dude, you know, like, worth it for us to see your shine, worth it for John Hyatt and Miller Yoho to hear an Aries Curry reference on the show. Go Tigers. Like, let's go.
I just have not.
You, like, are awesome, by the way. You're really good.
I'm okay. I just am.
Like, well, thank you. My opinion is actually valid, and I'm really good at what I do, and I know
a lot about the industry, and you're very good. Thank you.
No, you said that I was wrong, that you're just okay. You're really good. I'll fight you, Felder, right now.
Well, here's the thing, and this is the thing that, like, my wife and I do sometimes have, like, a little spats about, and that my parents also don't like. My dad, I know you listen. I am a humongous complainer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love it. It's enjoyable. It's one of your hobbies.
And I have a big, I have a wide breadth of negative self-talk.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something else.
Baby.
Well, yeah, I got that too, but.
Big old dick.
But my negative self-talk, it bothers other people. I have negative self-talk.
Yeah, I do that. I'm self-deprecating, very much so.
No, not self-deprecating. I have negative self-talk.
I don't know the difference.
Self-deprecating is when you, like, make fun of yourself and kind of put yourself down a little bit. Negative self-talk is when you tell yourself that you're a piece of shit.
Oh, I do that too.
Okay, so you also have negative self-talk.
Yeah, I got negative self-talk. It helps motivate me.
That's what I was about to say. Like,
is that a football thing? Because we got yelled at and told we sucked.
It might be a football thing.
Like, I have a specific memory of when we let Matt Smithman get sacked 9 times in one game, and we just had to. We
God
practiced.
Damn,
all
y'all sucked.
Dude, well, no, Felder, let me defend ourselves real quick. We came to find out we were in the 8th grade. This was they were, like, letting varsity football players play on this 8th grade team to warm up for the other game, like the varsity game.
They got your ass.
They fucked us up, dude. They ended up having to forfeit all their games from the season because they got caught because someone, like, realized, like, hey, that dude's a sophomore. Why is he? But no, we didn't know that at the time. We thought we really just sucked and got our ass whooped. I got benched in that game. That's the only game I ever got benched in. He pulled me because he was like, you're going to get hurt. And but anyways, we had to run, like, we ran down the foul line because we practiced at the American Legion in East Bend where they have baseball field.
So you ran poles. Field.
So we ran poles for 3 hours, and the entire time Coach York told us how much we sucked, how shitty we were, how we should be ashamed of what we letting that happen to Matthew. Like, just made us feel bad about ourselves. Like, he was like, I can't trust you. Why should I trust you the rest? Like, it was really dark.
I think
that's the type of shit that, like, caused it. It motivated me, though. I had my best game after that week.
I have to do a better job. Like, I don't think I'm a good dad. I don't think I'm a good parent. I'm just trying to do my best to keep my head above water.
That's parenting, by the way. I mean, everyone feels that way. Like that. Don't beat yourself up, bro.
Well, I don't think.
Also, Matthew, get rid of the fucking ball. To defend myself, just quit. Get rid of the fucking ball. He was hanging on to the ball too long. But okay,
continue. I also don't think everyone feels that way, Hartzell.
Okay, maybe not everyone, but I think your sentiment is a popular one.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think that there are so many. And maybe I'm being influenced by Instagram or whatever, but, like, I think a lot of people think they're, like, the best parent. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing, look at me, I'm doing it so well. Meanwhile, your kid is quitting swim after the first day. I told my mom that four kids quit swim after the first day, and she was like, hang on a second. You can't be judging. And my mom's opening was very good. She was like, well, you can't judge people. Like, everybody, it's not for everyone, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, they paid for it. And she was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They paid for a whole season of Swim, and they're not going to do nothing?
I had a buddy who taught junior English, and he was like, he said, one of my favorite days is the first set of parent conferences when they come in, and I get to tell them why their son or daughter sucks and isn't good like they thought, and like why they need to change the way they're doing things because their kid doesn't care about anything. But right. I think but he's like, it's always a shock. It's never like the good parents. It's always like they're always like they ask me, what can my child be doing better? He's yeah. like. It's always the shitty parents who they think they're doing great and they expect to hear praise, and then they act shocked when they're like, what do you mean he hasn't done any homework all semester?
That's crazy. Because yeah. the amount of trouble I would have gotten into, like the amount of grounding I would get.
Yeah.
If I didn't, did I do homework? Not really. Did I do enough homework? Yes.
But you've been, I'm curious. I was around people, this was not the case in my house, but I had friends in high school, was like, it very much felt like they ran the home, not their parents.
Oh, 100% I did not run my house, not even.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but like, did you know people?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you
yes,
knew people yes. that it was like that, right? The way they talked to their parents, the way they like.
Yes,
they
absolutely.
Told them what to do, and like, it was very, it's very odd. That's not rare, I don't think.
I don't think it's rare either. And obviously, we all know where I live. You guys know me. You know what I do for a living. Do you know where that's from?
No.
Jaws! Yes.
Thank you.
Are you seeing, you? Have you seen Jaws?
I have. That dude's that's never a, seen that's Jaws. A deep cut. I have seen Jaws many
that's
times.
That's not... Okay, what's your top quote from Jaws?
He had black eyes.
If it's need a bigger not boat. That, we're going to need a bigger boat.
I like the monologue.
When he scratches his fingernails on the chalkboard and the whole town turns around and looks at him, was it Robert Shaw?
Yeah.
You all know me. You know what I do for a living? And I can't remember the numbers. He's like, 5,000, kill the shark, 10,000, I'll bring the shark in, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But like, you all know me, you know what I do for a living. That's like a classic, dude.
Hartzell, not a movie guy.
Is this where I'm supposed to apologize? Because I'm not going to apologize.
So. No, I don't want you to apologize. Okay, I want you to watch Jaws again. It's summertime.
Yes, can confirm.
Just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water.
In the summertime.
Man, Jaws 2 sucks, though.
And unwind. Time to sit down and unwind. My favorite summer song, which is a bad song.
What is it?
Mungo Jerry. It's bad. It's bad for one line.
What's the line?
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. It's a bad line. It's a bad sentiment. The rest of the song? A+.
Mungo Jerry looks like Mungo Jerry.
Yeah, he looks like someone named Mungo Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, this guy.
The sideburns?
Those are more than sideburns, man. That is a... That is...
Those are wall burns.
Jeez, bro. I just, like, I can smell this guy.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Who is this? Mungo Jerry?
Yes, Mungo Jerry.
Whoa, why does this guy look like that? This is in the summertime when the weather's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that is Mungo Jerry. And
what's wrong with the lyrics? I got to read them now.
Well, there's two bars that are completely you cannot, they cannot belong.
Is it the second verse?
when he says, if her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, you can do what you feel.
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad. You can't do that's wrong.
I don't like that.
No, we stand as a podcast. As a podcast that does not, we do not like that.
No, I don't like that. How he says like it again. Uh oh.
Yeah. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Maybe also bad.
Yeah. Smoking is cool. Drinking and driving isn't.
Yeah. So it's a great song. I love the song.
Mungo Jerry. God, that's what I'm going to start calling people just when they get on my nerves.
Look at this freaking Mungo Jerry over there. This
Mungo Jerry right here.
God, look at this dang Mungo Jerry. But then they opened a
Whataburger in Gastonia. What up?
Did they really?
That's what I'm seeing right here. The first Whataburger in the Charlotte area is officially open. Gastonia's new location opened its doors Thursday to large crowds looking to get a taste of the iconic Texas burger chain.
Oh, man. Wait till Cookout goes out there and just fucking bust their ass.
That's different. They are different things. No, we don't compare Cookout and Whataburger. Two different things.
I'm just saying, when Cookout gets out, listen.
Are they not in Gastonia already?
No, I'm talking about when they get to Texas.
Oh.
Then we got a three battle between Whataburger, we got Bucky's, and then there's a Cookout you add into the mix.
If I'm doing it, I'm getting the burger from Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going and getting Hush Puppies and a milkshake from Cookout.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna walk into the Bucky's and just get some like jerky, just some stuff for like when I like
snacking.
For when it's midnight snacking, yeah. But like I'm taking the Whataburger burger over the Cookout burger.
Mm-hmm.
But Whataburger's fries were like bad imitation McDonald's fries from my memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I can live without those.
Very
do
forgettable.
They have tots though.
Very forgettable fries.
Do you know? Well, Hartzell, do they have tots or wedges?
I don't know. I've always
if they
been
have
there
tots,
that one
I will
time
try
with
those
you.
Next time. Yeah, yeah, same. It was really good.
In
it's
Nashville.
A great burger.
Yeah, it was.
It's good. A good fast food burger. Better than McDonald's. Better than Burger King. Better than Wendy's.
And as you said, better than Cookout.
Yeah, Cookout's burger is different though, felt because it's not 100% beef patty. Like there's soy mixed in with their stuff. Like,
but I love
They dilute that burger down, but it's good. It's a good burger.
It's a Cookout burger.
But like the thing about the Cookout burger, to your point, Felder, it's a Cookout burger. Like it's literally a burger like you would get
booger,
like a booger you would get at a Cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I haven't had Cookout in years.
But I prefer a smash burger, a skinny burger, like Whataburger does. So,
yeah,
we ate at Freddy's during our road trip. You ever had you ever been to a Freddy's?
We got one in Greensboro, nope. The frozen custard place. It's basically like Culver's
smash burger.
I've been to Culver's.
Super
I've been to Culver's.
Thin.
Similar. It's similar to Culver's is what I've been told.
Because Culver's
I've been told
has
that
the butter burger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's also a smash burger. And it's just okay. I'm ranking Culver's below Cookout on the burger level.
You got to get them cement mixers, though.
Yeah, the custard, the mixers, they're really good. And the cheese curds are awesome. Like fried cheese curds. Come on.
If I had a cement mixer, my body would fucking die.
Yeah, dude, that's the Snickers cement mixer from up there.
Bro, I am lactose intolerant. I wouldn't say to the max, but I am gonna say very high.
You know what I did the other night? I got myself a small bowl of ice cream. I like mm-hmm. this Bluebell makes this one called Butter Crunch, which is basically like a Butterfinger vanilla ice cream.
Yo.
It's so good. But like it comes in those big tubs, so I have to like be very
careful.
I gotta take it easy, you know, like maybe two bowls in a week, you know, and they have to be small bowls. But I got it just to fuck with her because she's a lactose intolerant. I just put it next to her and I was like, I'm gonna make me a bowl too. And she just looked at me like because she wants it so bad.
Well, I will say that's the good thing for me.
She got so annoyed. She didn't talk to me for an hour.
I will say that's a good thing for me is I don't want it.
She wants it. She loves ice cream.
I don't like sweet stuff, so I'm good.
She does. She loves ice cream. But she loves cereal. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
She's got it. She's down bad because of her lactose intolerance.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She's missing out on the spice of life for herself.
Like that would be like if like some doctor was like, "I think you're allergic to whiskey," and I'd be like, "What the fuck
are you talking about? You can't have bread ever again."
Huh? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the
celiacs.
You got celiac? And I'm like, fuck.
He gone.
Well, I'm just gonna do it anyways.
I'm so glad I don't have a gluten allergy. I've tasted the stuff that my niece eats. I feel like if you have a gluten allergy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You truly, I understand, like if I had a gluten allergy, I would 100% only be able to eat to live. Like that shit tastes bad.
It's not perfect. I love bread.
That's my favorite food.
Friends. It's bread. That's not bad.
I think that's my favorite food.
Okay. Good your favorite bread? Food is bread. Hartzell, what's your favorite food? Nachos.
No, it's probably bread or cheese. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Cheese over chips?
No, I mean, you're asking like favorite food, like food I can't go without. It's probably bread. Yeah. Or cheese.
Okay. Yeah. Bread you're a sandwich cheese. Boy like me. You're a big sandwich for lunch guy. Like, gotta have it.
Every day.
And you get good bread. Like, I've seen your bread. You get good bread. So, like, you have standards. This would be a drop-off if you had to switch to the gluten-free variety.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big drop-off.
So I'm also not interested in spending, like, $8-$9 for a loaf of bread. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Make your own.
It's definitely...
Is that hard to do without being able to... use wheat though, or like how do you
no,
do
they
it
sell a
what
bunch
do you make it out of
different
gluten-free flour
yeah
okay
yeah you that, just you see, have to buy a different flour me, but though. But you also well the thing is you get to dial in your recipe
yeah you can figure it out
and you can figure it out it's
there's
take
a way
you
out
some time but yeah. you have to dial it in
see I don't what? All those days of not having good bread I don't I love bread. Like, one of my favorite things to do, I learned this from my oma, was just, like, get a piece of, like, French bread or Italian bread and just a light layer of butter spread on it. And that's
some
a
salt
meal.
On the top.
I don't even need the salt, you know?
My kid does. And then I put it in the oven for about 6 minutes, and then it melts a little bit. And then
she's like me. Do you know how my oma used to have to make my toast? I would only like the rye bread without the seeds. You remind me so much of my grandmother, Felder. With the rye bread without
the greatest
that's a
compliment I've been given.
That's a compliment. She's the person I love most other than my wife. She's the person I've loved most in my life unconditionally. She never did anything wrong. So that's a high compliment. But she would make rye bread seedless, toast it, put the butter on it, then put it on a paper plate, stick it in the microwave for 10 seconds just so it wasn't really crunchy, just so it softened up just a slight bit, but not soggy. And she was like, he'll know if I only do it for 7 seconds. Like,
yeah, that's
man, what a woman.
Yeah, dude,
but you remind me of her in that way with Savannah, the way you treat your daughter. And I appreciate
that. That's my morning. Whether it's a croissant or bread, whatever, she likes bread and butter or croissant with butter with a little bit of salt on top. And we don't have a microwave, so it's in the oven.
Yeah.
I put it in the oven, I turn the oven on, and then I make her lunch for the school day. And then after her lunch is made, I take it out to the car. And by the time I'm back from taking her lunch out, and by the way, I don't know if we've talked about this before. This is just me in my underwear. So I take her book bag out to the car in my underwear, put her snacks in her book bag.
Just underwear or are you wearing a shirt?
Just underwear.
Damn, not even shirt cocking it like a mascot.
No, just with underwear, socks, and shoes.
Why do they put shirts on mascots but not pants?
I don't know.
Is it because like only the Demon Deacon has a dick, so they have to put pants on him? Like the Blue Devil has a dick. Obviously, they put pants on him. Right? The Mountaineer, the Irishman for Notre Dame, they all have dicks.
The
Tiger doesn't have a dick, you know?
Yeah, there's
Ramses doesn't have a dick.
Ramses is an actual ram.
But what about what's the name of the mascot, the fluffy one?
I don't know. I guess it's
is he not just called Ramses too?
Ramses too, maybe. Okay. I don't know. But yeah,
but he doesn't have no dick.
Yeah, just a jersey.
And when I'm saying no dick, I mean I'm saying like nothing. Ken doll.
Yeah, Ken doll. Smooth.
So.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do the ones have pants? They clearly have dicks, right? Like, if the Demon Deacon took off his trousers,
well, Michigan dick, State, right? Michigan State has he has like the flaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a dick under there, huh?
I guess.
That's the only. Are there butt cheeks and a dick, or vagina? I don't like what. What's under there? Why do you need pants? These other ones don't need pants.
Hartzell, so to answer your question, are you not like me and you? We're across the street neighbors. You see me walk out, my Nike briefs.
Uh huh.
What's going through your mind?
I'm turning around. Like, I'm not going to engage.
You're not going to engage with me if I had on a full fucking suit.
That's not true. If you're out there and you're dressed to interact with people, I'll be like, morning. How you living?
I say morning all the time to people in my briefs.
That's too much.
For what? Too much for them?
It's for everyone, man. Nobody needs to see that other than Kristen. Look, man, you asked. You asked. Am I going?
I asked.
If I was your neighbor and we were friends because we were neighbors and I saw you walking into the driveway with just your boxer briefs on
and a book bag to put in the car,
I would not engage with you. I would be like, I'm gonna let him cook and I'll leave you alone.
Also take a fully sealed package to mail koozies to people.
Yeah, I'm not
to the mailbox.
I mean that's great. Like you're starting your day, but I'm not going to interact with you.
I say hi to people. They say hi to back.
Well, what are they? I mean, sure. Just put on some fucking clothes, dude. I mean,
I mean, reality is they're lucky. Know what I'm saying?
I mean, sure. Like, I guess.
Take it in. Drink it up.
Take it in. Drink it up. Okay.
They get to see this.
But do they want to?
I think they do.
I'm not saying that you're like an unattractive sight. I'm just saying that's a lot to take in. That's a lot, man. In the morning, like, I don't need that.
It's not like what it's not. What's the difference between this and like a swimsuit?
If you're wearing a swimsuit, you're at the pool or you're at the beach, and that's the expectation. Like I'm prepared to see topless people, men, topless men specifically. But like if my wife, like okay, so another female neighbor walks out to the. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this with you.
You already started.
No, I'm not doing this with you.
You already started.
Not doing this with you. Not
you already started.
Nope, not doing it.
You already started.
Nope. I got voicemails to play. We got 30 minutes left in the show. I got a heart out.
You already started.
Just put on a fucking shirt, dude. Please.
No.
Okay, fine. Don't.
Because that's what you're asking me to do is change my routine.
You live in a neighborhood.
To make other people comfortable.
I mean, listen, Felder, I know that you're not going to do any of these things, but you asked me.
I asked you.
Yeah. My preference would be if we're going to have a conversation in your driveway, have a shirt on. And or pants. Shorts. I don't need to see you in form-fitting boxer briefs and just boxer briefs.
But you get to.
Bro, frankly, like any bathing suit is going to be more like looser fitting than your boxer briefs.
Not a Speedo.
You're not, nobody's wearing a Speedo. This is America, Jack. Ain't nobody walking around in Speedos.
This is America, Jack. Is that Samuel L. Jackson?
I don't know.
I figured it.
But like them European dudes, like they absolutely will roll out in like briefs as bathing suits. I seen it. It's a lot.
Hang on. This is America.
Server, am I wrong? Like if you saw a neighbor...
It's John Amos.
If you saw a dude in your neighborhood in the driveway in just a pair of fucking boxer briefs, like, would you be like, hey, what's up, big dog?
I wouldn't say hey.
Would you say anything?
No.
Thank you.
But that's a different... But you guys don't talk to your neighbors. We've already established that.
It's not true. I talk to my neighbors.
You talk to a neighbor.
Talk to all of the neighbors that want to be talked to. There's only one neighbor in my neighborhood who has yet to, like, interact.
That would be me if I was in your neighborhood.
I mean, it's me, but like, there's another person, another family that doesn't really.
All my neighbors are gone. Have I told you guys about this?
Where'd they go?
Well, the neighbor across the street, they're selling their house. They had an estate sale.
Whoa,
their house is empty right now.
Whoa, the compound with the gate?
No, not that guy. Okay, but like, there's literally across the street from me. Like, all back behind him and all that is where that other dude is with the compound and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like, you know, literally across the street from me before you go through the gates and all that stuff, like, next to it. That house with the green roof is going to be for sale soon. My neighbor Mary next to me died. She was, like, 90, and her house is still empty. So, like, there's no one around me. I got my one neighbor behind me. But I never see them. I never talk to them.
Yeah. So you can walk outside in your underwear, too.
I've been peeing in the front yard in the mornings.
My man.
Yeah, I've just been whipping it out and peeing right there. I haven't even been, like, finding a bush to hide behind or anything.
See, that's even more than I do. Like, I just, I pee in the back.
I usually pee in the back, you know, I've got that tulip tree I can hide behind, you know. But, like, yeah, lately I've just been going to the round, you know, front of the house, right at the corner. I don't want to pee on my bushes or my flowers or anything. Peeing in the yard.
Can we normalize peeing outside?
As long as you're not showing anyone your genitalia, I think it's fine.
Yeah, 336-448-3607. Call in about that. You pee outside, Hartzell.
I do.
Yeah, so we're
always
how
to pee on shit, right?
Yeah, we water trees, bushes, all kinds of stuff. I try to encourage them to not piss on my grass because it's like, guys, it's growing grass here. Can you piss on a tree or a bush?
I love the dude that you've been. We need to get him on the show, Rashad.
Yes,
is that his name? It's because it's a couple name. Is the account.
The Instagram? Yeah,
yeah. We need to get that guy on.
There's a couple people I'm working on. So okay. I'll figure it out. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, I have been working on our Instagram.
Have not noticed. Sorry.
Hartzell, have you noticed?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I have noticed. You're posting like the collaborator reels.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant the Hit D Instagram.
Well, it's easier for me to just run it through my Instagram.
Yeah. You have more followers, right?
I have more followers. And I can then post it through Hit D if I just receive it and do that, and then you guys can also post.
Yes.
So I'm working on it. I'm trying.
I like it. I think we're getting decent. You know, people have been engaging with that stuff. For those, you know, peek behind the scenes, we want to continue looking for some growth.
So tell a friend.
Let's grow. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we got another one. We got another Rambler guy.
Yay, there's only seven left now. Down to seven.
We're at three. My man, Alex.
I'm not in charge of the Hit D merch, but if I was, it would be fanny packs and bucket hats.
And guess what? Call in if you're interested in those things.
Or just call in general. I mean, we'd love to hear from you. Summer. Time to get outside.
Happy to pay, by the way. Just started the show. How do I get on that Rambler run? Shout out to my boy, Alex. And you know what? I might go downstairs and just dunk on my wife. Because she said this wasn't going
to
work.
Well, let's wait until all seven. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're off to a nice start, but let's...
Hey, here's the thing. I'm not going to dunk on my wife. She's my wife, who I love dearly.
Don't count your money at the table, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course. I'm not going to count my... I'm not counting my eggs.
There'll be time enough to count them when the dealing's done, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're good. I just feel good about people... It's 10:28 on Wednesday. The show's been up for how long, Serber?
6 hours,
four,
maybe?
No, not even. 4.5 hours. Yeah, 4.5 hours.
Almost a third of the way there. So let's rock and roll, baby.
Let's play a voicemail, huh?
Yeah, let's play. So we have two. These are two double voicemails, right?
Uh-huh. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with, is it 7? Hang on, because I have to switch pages.
757.
757.
I think I got cut off.
Well, they are mislabeled. Are mislabeled, but
do you know how hard it is to do this? Do you know how hard it is?
Don't shush him.
Good evening. I was listening to the show that you guys just put out, and you talked about your kid having, couldn't figure out what accent it was because of watching Peppa Pig, and I just bust out laughing. My son, who's 11, he's autistic, does the same thing. When we first got diagnosed with him, he had obviously had a speech delay, so his therapist is like,
All right, sorry about part two.
Things got cut off. But my son was, his therapist told us that we just had to keep talking to him, make it through the speech delay, let him watch his cartoons on his iPad, just have constant communication so we can start, you know, visualizing his words and speaking, and now I can't get him to shut up. But because of that, he says Z, X, like XYZ, instead of Z, pronounces zebra zebra, pronounces potato potato, tomato tomato, because he watches Peppa Pig, he watches Hey Dougie, and that's how they sound. So he's just trying to imitate them. So when you brought that up, I just bust out laughing. It was hilarious to me. So
love to see it,
dude. Here's the
tomato
thing. The positive part is he's becoming more vocal, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
It's also, it is funny that like they adopt all these in all the zebra.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Potato.
Arnar.
Yeah.
Phenomenal call.
Well, why don't you take off your glasses? Well, I'm not going to take off my glasses. Well, why not? You're that famous.
That's a great call. Glad that you guys are making progress, and it's fantastic. Like, just. That's a great call. No notes.
And shout out to the 757, man. You love to see it. Tidewater, Virginia. Let's go.
I know. Shout out. I told you about this, right? H2O. I played with Dexter Reed, and he had a full back tat of Virginia.
Wow.
And it said in at the Tidewater in the 757. It said H2O.
That's awesome.
It's so tight. Like, it was the coolest shit. And I know, Hartzell, you're not like a YMCA shower guy. You're not like a group shower guy. But, like,
correct.
I saw it every single day.
It's not all you saw. Shout out to, you know, this is a football show, you know.
Yeah.
Football in the Commonwealth of Virginia. If I had to give a, because we just got our kids' report cards, if I had to give a grade to football in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it would be an N. Needs improvement.
Oh, because you're still doing young report cards. You're not giving A, B, C, D.
Yeah, we're just, you know, satisfactory, unsatisfactory, needs improvement.
Needs improvement.
Virginia Tech, needs improvement. UVA, unsatisfactory. JMU, obviously, you know, flying the flag for the Commonwealth. That's the football program. Needs improvement.
So here's what I have.
I do not count Liberty. So don't come at me with Liberty.
Yeah. So here's what I have. Because I have to finish this thing for today. I have, so we can do this right now. Let's do it right now. Drew Aller.
I don't want to do this right now.
Same grades.
I don't want to do this.
Why?
Drew Aller is a lightning rod of controversy.
Yes.
He's like.
Why? Fill me in, because I don't
Because people
care.
Think he sucks, and yet he's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft because of his size and because of the intangibles, right? Like the non-football
probably
stuff.
Probably not. That's probably going to be Arch Manning.
Well, Arch is on the list.
Just because he's Arch Manning. Like, he's going to be the number one pick. It's probably going to be after this season, too.
What about DJ Legway?
I mean,
is he still on Florida?
Yeah, I have to ask. True sophomore. Okay. I don't think he's draft eligible, is he?
No.
I'm just making sure that he didn't transfer.
This isn't for NFL draft. I'm just talking about going into the season.
Okay.
What do we know about Drew Aller, DJ Lagway, Arch Manning, Gunnar Stockton? That's his name, right?
Is he playing? Is he still at UNC?
Gunnar Stockton is at Georgia.
Was he always at Georgia? Was he not a UNC guy at one point?
Don't sleep on my boy Nussmeier now. He's back.
Haynes King. I have Nussmeier on the list. Haynes King. I'm looking at the list of what I have to write about today.
Okay. That's why we're doing this. Got it.
Haynes King.
He was a South Carolina commit, and then he flipped to Georgia. Okay, sorry.
Speaking of South Carolina, Sellers.
Ooh. Yeah, he's going to go off this year.
Dangerous.
I think Sellers is a Heisman candidate.
Yes.
I do, too. And I'm going to throw this one in there.
I think the Cade-Sellers game might decide who wins the Heisman.
Let's go.
If Clemson has a good season.
Go! Let's
Seriously,
go!
You want a bold prediction for right now?
Yes. June 4th?
It's not bold.
Potentially,
the Clemson-South Carolina game, the better performer of that game will win the Heisman Trophy. Potentially.
As long as
the Gamecocks stay healthy and they are a 9-10 win team, the Tigers stay healthy, they're a 9-10 win team.
Yep.
Be ready for that game to be at 8 o'clock on ABC with two of your three or four Heisman favorites in the game.
I 100% agree. I was doing radio. I did WFNZ here in Charlotte, and I said, the state of South Carolina, like Michigan can fuck the fuck off because I don't know what we're going to get out of either one of them from a quarterback spot. Ohio, sure. I don't know who's going to play quarterback at any of the schools there. Indiana, mm-hmm. same thing. Because it's Indiana and it's also Notre Dame.
Yep.
Texas, the state of Texas, they've got a bunch of schools. No clue who matters at quarterback except for Arch. And we still don't know what we're going to get from Arch.
I think we have a decent. Felder, can I ask you? Do you think we saw enough of a sample size against good enough opponents so far in Arch's career that, like,
no.
we're not over? So you think we probably are over expecting. Based on what we've seen from Arch, just because of who he is.
There's like the biggest, it's not. Because
he's played really well.
It's not over expecting. What I think is he might under deliver.
Got it. Because everyone's expecting him to win the Heisman. Like the expectation is win the Heisman Trophy, go to the national championship. There is no like, maybe next year that'll happen. It's like, no.
But they just, in 2 years, they lost almost 1,000 pounds of defensive linemen. Then their entire offensive line got drafted too in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So what are we like? How do you fix that?
It's just it's a measure of like, okay, in this era with the portal and being able to go grab talent,
But you don't.
Is this an easy?
Is this an easy?
Yes, exactly. Is this something that you can just do? Can you just do this? We're gonna find out.
Let me ask both of you guys. California, who's the best quarterback in California right now?
Is Moss still the dude at USC? I guess it's Nico. Didn't he go to UCLA? Yeah, Nico.
Nico?
I guess Nico. It's like Nico and Miller Moss at UCLA and USC, right?
You see how hard that is?
Yeah, there's some irrelevant football programs. It would have been the Mendoza kid if he stuck around, but he left.
So I think that South Carolina has the state of South Carolina, not the school. The state of South Carolina has the best quarterback situation in the country.
Absolutely. Because even if – here's the other thing I will say. Like, no one knows about Clemson's backup, Christopher Vizina. Like, no one knows about South Carolina's backup. But those guys have been in the program, in the system for multiple years now, too. So it's like – it's not only, like, do they have two of the best quarterbacks in the nation? Yes. It's also, can they maybe afford for one of those guys to, like, get knocked up and not be able to play and the season not be over? Yeah, like they're not going to have to. Neither one of those teams would have to put training wheels on the offense if Sellers or Cade goes down. Obviously, they're not going to be nearly as explosive. Or like,
I think,
you know,
I think Georgia. I think the state of Georgia is also in a good spot.
Yeah, well, who's Haynes King, right? You know, like he's really
and
good.
There's a reason, and people will point to money, but there's a reason that. That Beck is gone.
Yes.
You think Stockton's better?
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I think most people,
a lot
of people have no idea about.
Yes, well, he's also, isn't he the character from the fucking Kevin Costner movie? Like, the people on the team didn't like him, did they? He didn't have friends on the team.
And his girlfriend just broke up with him after they all got to Miami together. And then he got his Lambo stolen.
Yeah.
Bro, can you imagine showing up to your parents' house and being like, somebody stole my Lamborghini?
How does that happen?
Tough scene. Tough scene.
Go
Jackets.
What would Liz do if you called her, like, you're like, hey, Mom, can you call Uber for me?
Stole my Taurus.
My Lambo got stolen. What?
Listen, Clemson, Georgia Tech in Atlanta, week 3.
I can't wait.
I'm just saying, it's not. I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
I'm excited.
Just saying.
Georgia Tech's good.
I know.
I love Haynes
that
King.
Frankly, that game needs to be a rivalry again. We had a stretch of like 13 years where it was a one possession game.
I agree.
Every year. We talk about Joe Hamilton. Fucking, you know, like, let's go back to those days, 100%. I'm here for it. Florida State sucks. Like, Clemson has no one in the ACC, other than Georgia Tech right now. If Tech doesn't deliver, there's like none of our opponents that we like love to play that are going to have a pulse. You know, like.
But Felder,
and I say this, we could
wind up getting beat.
Shut the fuck up.
Very good.
No, I don't. Oh, I was talking to my butcher today, and I was like, let me tell you something, man. Like, I'm being honest. I talk to people in media. I talk to people in sports. I talk to, like, my teammates. No one has any idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
No one has. If anyone is telling you that they know what's going to happen with UNC, they are lying.
And even by the time they play Clemson, like, Clemson might be 2-2. At that point, with losses to LSU and Georgia Tech, like, and then you beat Clemson, you still might not know at that point in the season what is really going
on. They have to get through the first. It's TCU. I don't remember who the next one is. And then it's Richmond. And, like, you have to do that to get to Clemson.
Right.
Like, this is it's not a good deal.
We have to give SMU their flowers. We're talking ACC.
Yes.
Yeah, SMU.
But who's SMU? Did
they play Clemson this year?
Jennings is still back. He's still there.
Jennings is still there. Okay, yeah, that's great. Oh, by the way,
How much did SMU get by on a schedule that was just very easy last year, though? You know,
Hartzell's our schedule guy.
You're not wrong.
They didn't have to play. They did. I want to pull it up. They didn't have to play Clemson
or Miami.
They didn't play Miami. They didn't play NC State. Like, their toughest.
They didn't play them Jackets.
I mean, Louisville. Louisville was a decent ACC team last year. That was the toughest opponent they had. They won by 7 points.
Didn't
they
play
beat
Syracuse.
Louisville.
Did not play Syracuse, I don't think.
Nope. Yeah. Lost to BYU. Yeah.
They lost to BYU.
TCU was not good last year. They beat
TCU.
Beat Stanford.
State,
also not good.
Not good.
Beat Duke in OT. Duke was okay last year.
Duke was good. Duke was good.
Okay last year.
Duke was the best team in the state of North Carolina by a wide margin.
But the whole state was bad.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Duke was okay, and in the ACC, you could unfortunately take away from that. They were good. But
and they lost by 28 when they played to Penn State.
And they got their shit kicked in by Miami, talking about Duke. But yeah, like SMU didn't look like they belonged against Penn State. They did look like they belonged against Clemson.
Well,
I think so. But Clemson, I will just say at the end of the season last year, that ACC championship game, the South Carolina game, the playoff game against Texas, yeah, man, Maffa was done. Like, if Maffa had been able to sit, if Maffa had sat after the Louisville game, and didn't play against Tech, and didn't play against Pitt, and didn't play against Citadel, he might have been good to go for that Gamecock game, and then the end of the season is just a little more, like, maybe they're probably able to beat the Gamecocks. They probably beat SMU better. They probably still don't beat Texas, but, like, it looks different. Yeah. I can't give them too much credit for hanging with Clemson in that ACC championship game when, like, they were out of gas, man.
That team was out of gas. So SMU,
there was nothing left.
SMU this year, East Texas A&M. This is a school I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Baylor.
Shouldn't be a difficult game. It's on the CW, too.
Missouri State, TCU. Uh-huh. Then they do have to play Syracuse.
Syracuse might be trouble this year. That might be a 10-win team this year.
I like Fran, dude. Stanford, Clemson, Miami. Clemson. Stanford, Clemson, Wake, Miami. BC.
That's going to be an awesome game in Dallas. Like, it's going to be a 1985 special. Miami and SMU at
BC,
Ford Stadium.
Louisville, and Cal. BC, BC's in the... I've got this short list of teams that I will always watch. BC, Wisconsin, Illinois... Like, I will watch them no matter what. Yeah. Because
they were on TV in the 90s, all those teams a lot.
They were, but it's also this, like, I don't know. I always get confused between pathos and ethos. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
And Hartzell, you're the English guy.
I mean, barely. I'm familiar with ethos. I'm not familiar with pathos.
Okay, so pathos appeals to the emotions of the audience. They have this ethos, which is the credibility and authority of the speaker. And I think that Wisconsin, I think Iowa, they have this like ethos to their program. Does that make sense? Where they are who they are. BC has it as well.
They don't have any grand delusions about like we should be doing this or this or this.
Exactly. Like they know who they are and they project themselves completely to the audience, but they are who they are. How many linemen?
They're not Louisville. To your point, they're not Louisville, right?
Right. They're not Florida State, right? They're not chasing something.
Yeah.
They're not chasing the audience appeal. They're not Florida. They're not chasing an appeal to an audience.
Yeah.
They are truly who they are. They have an identity. And, like, how many linemen has BC put into the NFL?
I was just about to say, there's in recruiting, there's probably a lot of, like, that's a BC guy. That's an Illinois guy. You know, like, I'm sure the Northeast and the Midwest, there are guys that, like, other coaches see, and, like, he seems like a such and such guy. Or, like, the BC coach goes and, like, this is one of our guys, you know?
And you'll stay here, and you'll be here.
Yes, exactly. They're not recruiting people that they expect to leave.
When you're 22 and you've started 35 games at left tackle and then also played, you know, 40 other games at right guard and left guard and all this, guess who's going to call you? Some GM from some team, and you know what you're going to do? You're going to make a lot of money, man. So let's go do it. So that game, I'm very interested in.
Everybody look out, by the way. Big news. You know, the Dukes, Jay Madison has scheduled Duquesne for 2027. Mm. Let's go.
I'm sorry, are you...
Hang on a second. I realize I said that in a different language. Let me speak in English. In 2027, James Madison has scheduled Duquesne. It'll be the Dukes against the Dukes.
Bro, listen, I'm not here for the JMU slander. We have a loaded schedule this year at Louisville.
I said 2027.
I understand.
Duquesne. It's announced. It's just announced. This is recent news. So let's take a look at the 2025 JMU Dukes. Weber State? I don't know.
Dub.
Okay. At Louisville.
I mean, we know what happened the last time they went on the road against an ACC team.
So, at Liberty, you better win that game, dude.
Tough game.
In Lynchburg, you better fucking win that game.
I can't believe that that's the name of a town still.
Lynchburg?
Yeah.
I can believe it's the name of a town in the South, unfortunately.
Oh, so here's what we have. Let's do these last two voicemails. I hope I got them in the right order. The 281s.
We're going to find out.
Hitty Pod, it's Cam in Houston again.
Well.
Hey, all, it's Cameron in Houston. The real ID stuff. I hope everybody who's waited this long to get the real ID has the worst time traveling. It's been over a decade. They've been telling us to get this ID for over a decade.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to get their stuff together. You don't have time to over a decade to peel out a little DMV visit. It's too busy then. I guess you're too busy. Then just don't travel. I work in the aviation industry, and the amount of people complaining about it drives me insane because we got to carry 3-4 forms of ID with us. If we're going international, passport can't be within 6 months of expiration, this, that, and the other. So the big hoopla over the real ID that's been extended and extended and extended. I don't care. I'm glad. Let's go, boys.
All right, very good. One more.
It's a fuck
Pity you. Pod, it's Cam in Houston again. Sorry for the double voicemail. Realize my first one was very mean. It's just that someone who spends 15 days a month or more going in and out of airports, the absolute insane behavior that people display as soon as they enter the airport is just maddening. I'm very lucky. I love my job. That's the worst part of the job, is just going through the airport and talking about expensive sports. Saber, whenever we get your kid into hockey, you just start saving money for that right now. My brother played all the way into college. He played hockey. I played golf. We just, I guess, hated our parents and their finances. You got to get skate sharpened, and that gear is just insanely expensive. And then ice time. I'm not sure how my parents did it. I'm not sure how any of these parents these days do it. These sports is just year-round, and the cost is insane. And to the guy that called in about playing his first round of golf, we need him to call back in. Let us know how it went. We hope all of us hope it went well. Let's grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's grow.
I love that. Man. Good call.
Great call. Two great calls.
Yes.
And yeah, we're fortunate enough. We're privileged enough. And I want to make sure I say that we're privileged enough to be able to have like my kid gets pool time all the time. Not just practice, but also when my wife takes her to the pool, she gets pool time, she gets to swim, they have a designated lap lane, like, whole deal. She can do that. And she has two separate places that she can swim, because we also go to the YMCA, where she can swim laps if she wants to. So you're spot on, dude, about the, it's wild. Because if you want, and it's also, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have thought about this, but do you want to, it's also a question of, do you want to be good, right?
No, I don't. I want to be great.
Okay. You can't be great without being good to start.
Sure.
And I told you already in the show, like, we've had kids that have quit swim after their parents have paid for it.
It's unacceptable behavior.
By who?
I mean, look, there's only 3 minutes left in the show. I don't want to rant and rave about parenting and just this mentality of like, yeah, it's okay to just
stop,
to just quit.
Yeah.
Like, my kids complain about going to jiu-jitsu every day. And as soon as we get there, they're like, oh, man, this is great. Like, yeah. You got to. They also don't want to brush their teeth at night. They also don't like having to, like, put on clean underwear. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point right. Are you just like, hey, man, you're six.
You have to do this. Like, it's happening. Especially if I've already paid hundreds of dollars for it. By the way, no one responded to what I bought my dad for Father's Day.
I don't. Huh? I don't remember seeing. Was there an offer? What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure I sent a text to our group.
Uh-oh. There's a glove. I didn't understand this.
Remember we talked about the... The Tina Turner.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I thought we acknowledged that in the show that you were doing that. My bad.
Oh, it's done. It'll be here.
I see that by June 11th at the latest.
At the latest. So it's going to be here. And it's going to go straight into his Father's Day card.
You should probably put that in a top loader or sleeve and protect it. I'm just saying. I can help you.
It cost $1.99. I don't think it's worth anything, Steven.
It's still okay to protect the card. It's a fragile card. It's a piece of paper.
Yeah, it's a piece of paper. So, folks, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. We got to get Steven out of here. He's a busy man doing busy things.
We're all busy.
Shout out to Tombstone. Great quote from that movie.
Yep. All right. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's grow.